I speak with Graham Begg. Written by was so impressive, I thought, yesterday. He's a magnificent-looking colt, and he just keeps winning, and he's right on target for next Saturday. Graham, good morning. Congratulations on yesterday's win. And as we asked Tony McAvoy earlier, I think the first question we need to know is how's Written by pulled up from yesterday?
Well, I'm back in Melbourne, but the reports are very positive. He pulled up very well. Even when he came straight after the race, he could head straight in the feet in, and his temperature's good this morning.
Terrific, yeah. And he was so good yesterday, Graham. What impressed me was he had to do it at both ends, and I know that wasn't a big margin, but I think the second colt's a smart horse, Sandbar, and you put a margin on the rest of the field and ran time.
That's correct. The horse has got this wonderful will to want to win, and he's a real racehorse. He's never been headed. Once he's hit the front, and he's got this determination that's all he wants to do, find the line.
Yeah, he's a winner. I know we were discussing with you yesterday, Graham, but the forecast for Super Week, it's just normal in Sydney, isn't it, Graham? Rain for Slipper Day, it looks like. We're probably going to have a track that's going to be rain affected to a certain degree. That throws up more questions than answers for a lot of the runners, but at least you have that knowledge of Written by winning on a heavy track on debut at Sandown back in the spring.
Yeah, that's correct. Look, when he ran on a heavy track at Sandown, we had no idea he handled it. He'd never seen one before. So, his credit, he just handled it, and he's just a professional racehorse. Mm.
Is that his best attribute, Graham? Or just that he's very genuine, he's no fuss, he just goes out and does his job?
Gets the job done, that's him. No thrills, he doesn't get many accolades. I noticed in the press in Sydney, they didn't rate him very highly, and but he's his horse that just wants to get everything done,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was, as I said, great yesterday. Barrier draw is always important in a Golden Slipper. I think yesterday you told me, Graham, you like to draw inside 10 in an ideal world.
I think so. It's not impossible in from the outside, but you've got to do a lot of work to get across, and if you can draw a nice gate, that'll be great.
Yeah. Great to see your father there yesterday, Neville, and he's, of course, the owner and breeder of Written By. He won a Golden Slipper with Dark Eclipse as a trainer in 1980, and he looks fit, hale and hearty as well, Graham.
Yeah, I think Written By's keeping him young. He's getting a lot of enjoyment out of it, and, to be able to breed a horse of his quality and ability, it's a feather in his cap.
Exactly. Graham, obviously it was great to see you back home yesterday. You're sort of rebuilding your training career out of Melbourne, and you took a couple of years off. Was it just a chance to freshen up, look at life differently, because you've been in racing all your life, basically?
Yeah, definitely. Recharge the batteries, and things just weren't working out in Sydney, and we had to change tack a bit, and we ended up down here in the Mornington Peninsula and enjoying it.
Beautiful part of the world, Graham, down there.
Yeah, definitely. Look, we train off a beautiful farm owned by a gentleman called Jonathan Munn, farm called Pinecliff. We co-share with Anthony Friedman. Very, very good area for the horses. They enjoy it a lot. It's very peaceful. Got our own gallop, so there's not a need to have to go away to gallop too often. It's really, really good.
And talking to you during the week, Graham, the thing that struck me was that because you have that, I guess it's a private training complex, if I can use that expression, Graham, you can gallop your horses whichever direction you want. So Written By had plenty of experience going the Sydney way before Saturday.
Oh, yeah, no, our grass track is it's an uphill grass track, so it's predominantly Sydney way. So, he galloped Sydney direction all his life from the time he started going on doing fast work.
Yeah, exactly. No, he was terrific yesterday. Got on the right leg straight away. Graham, Barry draw Tuesday, very important. Weather forecast all week will be important as well. But to your eye, Written By is right on song. Main dangers next Saturday?
Oh, no doubt. The filly won yesterday. She's a good filly. She's benchmark, isn't she? We'll just fly under the radar and see if we can get the job done next week.
Have you had many runners in a Golden Slipper before, Graham?
I think my last runner in the Golden Slipper was his father, Written Tycoon.
Okay.
And unfortunately, Drew went outside gate, so he didn't get a chance to get on the track.
That's right.
That was history, yeah.
Okay, well, hopefully the Barry draw is kinder for you on Tuesday. You've done a great job with this colt. He looked magnificent in the yard yesterday. And just a touch of improvement too, I think, Graham?
Yeah, after he pulled up and he had a little bit of a ridge down his back, and he's a very clean-winded horse, but Yeah, but the one thing, he's got this, you know, great ability to recover, and he's such a good doer in the stable. You know, he just never leaves a note. So, you know, he's very, very tough.
Yeah, I think there was a telling tweet, a picture you put out late yesterday afternoon, written by his head straight back into the feed bin after the race, which was great news. Look, Graham, great to see you yesterday. Congratulations with the win. The very best of luck during Slipper Week, and he's hoping written by runs a big race for you next Saturday.
Thanks very much.